Is service to parents greater than service to God? And is it more important to serve parents than to become a brahmachari or sannyasi to serve God? The answer is, first of all, parents are worshipped and served because of God's grace. God has commanded in scriptures that they are meant to be served and respected because of their selfless love. Not only that, but the Lord also says that parents are supposed to guide their dependents and bring them closer to God. Since this is mentioned in scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Manu Samhita and other great scriptures, therefore this system is seen most prominently in India. But in the Western world, this concept sounds a bit fanatic, since everyone is allowed to make their own choices and live life independently, as their culture lacks God consciousness. So if parents are receiving respect and worship from their children, then they should be grateful to God, because of whose instructions everyone is supposed to serve them, and they should never try to stop their children from worshipping God. Otherwise, they themselves become ungrateful in the eyes of God and everyone. Therefore, when someone says we should be worshipped, it's a subtle way to say that we are God and meant to be served. This is clearly a sign of ego. Also, respect and worship is commanded and not demanded. If one provides selfless love and care to their dependents, then naturally respect and worship would follow. However, the more we try to control and dictate others, the more they become disgruntled, annoyed, and they would distance themselves from us. It's easy to realize that because of God's grace, parents are receiving this privilege, and thus parents should be grateful to God. Actually, God is the only one who is maintaining and providing all. Not only you, me and your families, but all living entities in the entire universe. All the basic necessities of life like food, water, air, clothing and shelter is naturally provided and supplied by God. No one can live without these necessities, and no person can supply it. So parents expecting that children should worship and serve them more than God is trying to take the position of God, which is a sign of greatest degree of ungratefulness. Many people, and in some cases even parents, claim that they are only God. But is this really true or just a sentiment? Let's try to understand. If we say that parents are God, then it means that God dies, and there will be innumerable gods with different views and opinion. Also, since we know that we change bodies according to different modes of material nature and can't control situations around us, it is obvious that parents or any living entity can't be God. Different parents are in different modes of material nature, and due to this, most of them are concerned with their own families or think everything in bodily connection. In the next lifetime, many living entities can even become animals. They can't control themselves as they are influenced by the modes of material nature. Then what to speak of controlling others? Parents can also be drunkards, terrorists, thieves. Does it mean their children are supposed to serve them? It makes complete sense to serve a perfect person rather than an imperfect person. However, only God is perfect and creator and controller of everything, and as such beyond all the influences of the modes, and that is why to serve and follow Him would result in perfect harmony, selfless love and real happiness. If parents are God, then that would mean that most of the human beings will become God after some time, as most of the living entities get married and have children, except a very few of them will never become God if they don't beget children. This is another way of saying that we are all God. Also, if children are ungrateful, disrespectful and do not serve parents, then does it mean that when they become parents, they should still be served and worshipped by their children? This sounds very hypocritical. Even if parents are served and worshipped as God, then what would be the outcome? Only extended selfishness to one's family members. The general attitude of people is caring only for one's family and don't even bother for other families who might be suffering in some corner of the world. Plus, even if one serves one's parents, then there is no guarantee that the children will get free from lust, anger, greed, pride, etc., which are the root cause of all miseries. In today's civilization, the major focus and emphasis of parents to children is not to cultivate spiritual values, but rather earn money even at the cost of sacrificing these values. Hence, the result is utmost frustration, insecurity, anxiety and competition. That's why we see most of the materialistic people turn towards spiritual solution in order to overcome these problems, to lead a happy and peaceful life. But if we serve God, who is the universal father of everyone, we serve all living entities indirectly, because ultimately the soul gets more closer to God, and one can get free from all miseries very quickly, probably in this life itself, which otherwise might take many lifetimes. It's like watering the root of the tree rather than watering individual branches, flowers, leaves, etc. If we water the root, then everything is nourished well. But if we water individually, then it would dry up soon. And this process creates harmony amongst everyone, irrespective of different caste, sex in the world. Because serving God and following Him would free one from the root of miseries like lust, envy, anger, greed, pride. This phenomena is observed in organizations like ISKCON when its members sincerely follow the teachings of God. What the United Nations failed to achieve is achieved in a very short period of time by ISKCON. ISKCON is not just an organization, but it is an educational institution where we are taught the teachings of Lord Krishna through Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic scriptures that remind us of our gratitude towards God to serve Him instead of asking Him to fulfill our desires and needs, to serve humanity by recognizing that everyone is our brother and sister and to respect them all. Not only that, but one who follows the Bhagavad Gita learns to respect, care and serve parents by providing and taking care of their bodily needs and also to help them, ultimately by freeing them permanently from cycle of suffering. Without freeing them from cycle of birth and death, all other types of help will cause them to come back in the material world again and again because it creates karma. Unfortunately, people have knowledge about this, but they aren't realized and mostly act on the bodily platform. The obvious result is that one will only focus on one's bodily needs and become selfish with time. Also, it's a natural and observed phenomena that real love is selfless and is for the interest of others and not having expectation for oneself. To become a brahmachari or full-time devotee in this age is certainly most difficult than any other profession, and one becomes a brahmachari or sannyasi by their own choices and inclination. Do you think they are forced and converted? There are lakhs of devotees in ISKCON, and this would mean none of these devotees have intelligence and are all brainwashed. Is this really true? If yes, does it mean serving God, becoming happy and self-satisfied, developing humanly qualities, getting rid of negative qualities and influences, and securing future lifetimes is all brainwashing? This is simply illogical and ridiculous. Why then so many materialistic persons are seeking spiritual solutions from the Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures? Why most of the motivational speakers who are guiding billions of people are all spiritual? Now, the another important question people have is, why is it necessary to stay in temple? The answer is obviously to maximize and utilize one's service to God and humanity. My question is it really necessary for students to stay in hostels when there are so many universities near one's house? When parents are faced with the choice of sending their children to the best schools, they wouldn't mind sending them in hostels and abroad for higher education. They wouldn't even mind spending lakhs of rupees and taking loans from the bank in spite of not being self-sufficient financially. That time, why don't they think of separation from their children and ask them to always stay near them so they can serve them? In fact, most of the parents feel proud when they see their children having established themselves and even encourage them not to come back for superior lifestyles and comforts. Another fact is that many children who have settled out of country with their families don't desire to return back to their country to serve parents who are alone and have no other support. Still, the parents of such children are satisfied because they are earning more money outside or have superior lifestyles. They don't crib about it. So from this analysis, we can understand that just as a student would like to join the best university for future prospects, similarly, because the temple provides the most pure and favorable environment for learning values, serving God, an opportunity to help humanity, a devotee naturally would like to stay in the temple. And when that devotee comes out of the temple, because he is provided with a solid foundation ingrained with deep values, he would prove to be a great asset to the society. Just like when a student graduates from IIT or IIM, uses his foundation to contribute advanced technology to the society. That is why ISKCON is glorified throughout the world by most eminent scientists, political leaders, film personalities, for preserving the Vedic literature. I am sure everyone knows that India is known only for one thing, and that is its spiritual culture. This one thing is equivalent to 1,000 things that other countries possess. It's like adding 1 before 0, and then 0 has its value. So many people from all over the world come to learn yoga and philosophy, especially in India. Another interesting point is when people in defense are fighting the war, most of the time they are chanting the names of God and getting tremendous strength and courage from it. They aren't taking name of their parents because they know God is ultimate controller and only He can enforce justice. So from the above analysis, it is clear and obvious that any sane, grateful and true parent would be more than happy if their children devote their entire lives for serving God and humanity. That should be the proudest thing in their lives. Thank you. Hare Krishna.